WKJAN Sports.
Now let's send it over to Chris Parks and Jim Field, who are joining us in the Atlantic Gym.
All right, thank you, Quentin. Very good. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball tonight as we get ready to bring you high school hoops here from Atlantic as the Trojans play host to the Denison Monarchs here this evening, a Hawkeye 10 Conference North Division showdown tonight. These two teams, of course, played earlier this season in the first regular season meeting between these two teams back on January the 6th. It was Atlantic pulling out a 61-54 victory, a tight ball game that first time around as the two teams battled hard and the Trojans hung on for the road victory. Denison, type of a team that can give teams fits. They're sitting at 5-13 coming into the season, but of course you're playing a tough Hawkeye 10 conference, and it really is a really tough conference this year, and playing in the North Division especially, which is the tougher of the two. And they've just not had a lot of luck. They've played some close games with some of the top elite teams in the top half of the district, but they haven't always come out with good results. Of course, at 5-13, they come into the season. This game also 4-7 in conference play. The Trojans, on the other hand, are 15-3 overall, 9-2 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. But Chris, the Trojans coming off a loss last week after a big overtime win on Tuesday night on the road in Harlan. They come home and suffered overtime loss to Lewis Central, so a little sweet and sour last week.
Yeah, they had a great victory there on the road, and one that they really wanted to get at Harlan, and you pull out some big plays to get that one, and then just don't quite make those big plays coming out the next time out against Lewis Central. And it's kind of a little bit of a letdown, but obviously, helps a team late in the season, kind of value each and every ball game that they have to step out there on the floor and work to improve here as they head down the stretch run. So, that loss, I think, motivates this team even more for this game here tonight out, knowing that they need to focus every time they step out onto the floor. And, it's like you said, a tough conference. Each team's going to give you a good run for your money. And, of course, when you're one of the teams that are at the top, they're really going to be working to try to get you as well.
Well, the first time these two teams played, a couple of good performances. Dalton Franken with 19 points in the basketball game, also 11 rebounds for the Trojans, while Sam Markham scored 15 points. And again, as always, played lockdown defense that first time around as the Trojans had a decent shooting night, 23 out of 48. They were just 1 of 7 from the arc, so they struggled from outside. They were also 14 of 21 from the free throw line, so a decent, an okay night from the free throw line for them that first time these two teams played, but really nothing to write home about. Not the kind of a performance they probably really wanted to have on the road, but again, it was fairly early season yet, and the two teams were still kind of feeling their way through to kind of discover what they had at that time. On the other hand, for the Monarchs, Austin Eller had 20 points to lead the way, 9 of 20 shooting, but he was just 1 of 10 from the arc as the Monarchs were struggling from the outside. Also, just 5 out of 21 from the three-point line, 24 out of 59 from the floor in that ball game. Derek Hall also had 15 points to help lead the way, along with 8 rebounds for the Monarchs, as Denison played a pretty good ball game, probably one of their better games in a loss that they had during the course of the year. The Trojans were able to survive.
Yeah, they're a team that is competitive, and you have to respect them coming out here tonight. To, as you mentioned, looking at that schedule up and down for Denison all year, their record doesn't look great, but they have been in almost every single game they play. They haven't been really blowouts, so they're a team that's going to hang around. And of course, anytime you give a team like that some confidence, it's always a tough night out there. So we'll see if Atlantic can get off to the quick start that they'll need to here tonight.
Two teams on the floor getting themselves loose for our ball game here tonight. We'll take a timeout. We'll introduce you to the players in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Medical Center. All physicians are residency trained and board certified by the American Academy of Family Practice, and they're proud to care for Atlantic and surrounding communities. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors here in Southwest Iowa. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today.
Hi, this is Dale Gross from Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Let our professional staff help you in properly pricing your home, showing it, and getting the best offer for you. Let us do the detail work for you. For the best in service, call Meyer & Gross Real Estate.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic tonight. We're going to have a couple of Atlantic boys basketball games for you this week. This one tonight against Denison, and also Friday night we'll be on the road at Creston as the Trojans travel to play what should be also a tough ball game on the road. But all very important games here down the stretch. Atlantic comes in to the ball game tonight currently tied for the lead at the top of the Hawkeye 10 conference standings, as the Trojans sit at 9-3 in the conference, or 9-2 rather in the conference, and that's even with Clarinda, who is also 9-2 in conference play. Those two teams have split their two games in the regular season. Lewis Central and Harlan both stand at 7-3, so both a game and a half back right now in the conference standings, with Creston at 6-3 entering tonight's action. So not any breathing room in the Hawkeye 10 conference standings for the Trojans. So as we mentioned, every game important, including this one here tonight. The Trojans like to get off to a quick start in this one and really show a little bit of dominance early on, especially since they played two close ball games last week, one up and one down.
Yeah, I think they'd like to get out there and, you know, getting off to a good start, as I mentioned, against a team like this already helps out, because you kind of get that confidence level down for them and then up for yourself. And, yeah, it'd be nice to play with a little bit of a lead for once rather than being nip and tuck throughout the ball game. So I think if the Atlantic does do that, if they get off to a quick start here tonight, that'll be a real key, and I think that would really get them sparked and make it so that they could hang on to a lead throughout a game.
Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two teams here tonight. You want to do the honors?
Yeah, we'll take a look here at the Denison Monarchs here on the road. Starting off, Coach Don Lyons, they're 5-13 overall, as we mentioned, and 4-7 in conference play. Their starting five is number 13, Austin Eller, the 6-foot senior. Number 23, T.J. Foley, the 6'6 junior. Number 25, Zach Johnson, the 6'2 junior. And number 31, Derek Hall, the 6'2 junior. And number 33, Robert Lyons, a 6-foot junior. Your starting five here tonight for Denison.
For the Monarchs, some individual numbers for you. Derek Hall is their leading scorer, averaging over 23 points a game. He shoots 46, almost 47% from the floor, and he's taken nearly 100 shots more than the next closest on the floor, so he's their go-to guy. He's also going to shoot the three once in a while, 51 out of 132, 39%, and 76% from the free throw line. He's a guy you have to watch for. Austin Eller also averaging in double digits, about 12.5 points, shooting 39.2% from the floor. As a team, the Monarchs shoot 41.2% from the floor. They shoot 33% from the three-point line, 65% from the free throw line. Monarchs averaging 54 points per game. Zach Johnson, the leading rebounder for the Monarchs on the season, with 132. Nobody else has more than 70, so he's the guy who's going to go get them down low. He's also their third leading scorer, averaging just shy of 8 points per game.
That's a look at the Monarchs here tonight as we get ready to get started. For the Atlantic Trojans here at home, head coach Steve Blazek, they're 15-3 overall and 9-2 here in Hawkeye 10 conference play. And they'll send out this starting five here tonight. It is number 14, Sam Markham, the 6'1 junior. Number 20, Chad Christensen, the 6'2 junior. Number 32, Dalton Franken, the 6'5 junior. Number 42, Gunnar Bloom, the 6'2 senior. And number 44, Harrison Hoyt, the 6'3 junior. That's your starting five here tonight for the Trojans.
And for the Trojans, Dalton Franken, their leading scorer, averaging just shy of 20 points a game. He averages 19.2 a game, over 50%, almost 51% from the floor on the year, and a 76.5% free throw shooter. He doesn't shoot a lot of threes. He's made 55% of his threes on 12 out of 22 on the year. Sam Markham, averaging 10.5 points a game on the season, shooting 46% from the floor. Also, 8.6 points a game for Chad Christensen. Gunnar Bloom averaging 7.9. Harrison Hoyt, 7.2 a game. So all five of the starters averaging at least 7 points per contest. Atlantic gets pretty good production. And, of course, Blake Esbeck coming off the bench can fill it up, too. He had 14 points the other night in that win over Harlan last week, a week ago tonight. And had two key threes in the overtime that gave him a lead once, and then gave him the victory down the stretch. Atlantic scores 61, almost 62 points a game, averaging 47.7% from the floor, 40.7% from the arc, which is actually pretty good three-point shooting percentage for the team, and they also shoot 64% from the free throw line. Franken, in addition to being the leading scorer, is also the leading rebounder for the Trojans on the year. Chad Christensen with 122 assists. He's one of the top assist guys in the state in Class 3A. So Atlantic has a lot of things going in their favor coming into the ball game. And two old coaches out here. But can I call them old? two longtime coaches out. I guess I just did.
But, yeah.
Steve Blazek's been the Atlantic head coach for a long time, and Don Lyons, a longtime girls coach at Denison, spent 20-plus years as the girls coach, has been the boys coach just the last few years at Denison, bringing his expertise across to the opposite side. So two guys that know their way around a basketball court tonight, so we should have a pretty good match of two well-prepared teams.
Yeah, it should make for a fun contest. You know, both teams are going to be hungry. You know, Denison right now on a five-game losing streak, so that also maybe helps Atlantic's advantage if they are able to get out that quick start. It's a team that's, you know, hasn't experienced that success recently. If you get the doubt in their mind, it could affect them.
The two teams being introduced to the crowd tonight, the Trojans in their home white uniforms with the black and gold lettering and trim, and for the Monarchs, they wear their road purple uniforms with the gold and white piping and lettering here tonight. Those, I don't know, great purple uniforms.
Yeah, they're pretty purple.
They're very purple.
As purple as they get.
They look like a popsicle to me. Those are good popsicles, though.
Yeah, true.
Nice crowd on hand tonight for the ball game, but we're not going to need a shoehorn to put more bodies in here tonight. So if you're looking for something to do and you want to watch some really good basketball, we got one of the best teams in the Hawkeye 10 Conference facing off against Denison here tonight. If you'd like to stop out and check it out here this evening. The Trojans introduced, and again, we'll have a Friday night's game as well for you tonight, Friday night here on the radio, as Atlantic will play at Creston and Boys Hoops. Also, the Atlantic Boys Wrestling Squad is up north tonight up in Carroll at Kemper Catholic High School. They are in the regional dual team tournament tonight, trying to qualify for the regional, for the state dual team championships in Des Moines next week. They've been there twice. They'd like to go back a third time after winning their sectional meet last night, trying to get through the regional duels tonight. Two teams have been introduced to the crowd tonight. It's time for our national anthem. Let's listen in now as a pair of young ladies from the Atlantic High School will perform our national anthem here this evening.
And join junior Michaela Summers and senior Savannah Lloyd in the singing of our national anthem.
Our national anthem in the books tonight. That means we're about ready to play basketball here this evening. Let's go ahead and get you those starting lineups once again as we get ready for basketball here tonight. It's Austin Eller, TJ Pauley, Zach Johnson, Derek Hall, and Robert Lyons. You're starting five for the Monarchs tonight. And for the Trojans, Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Dalton Franken, Gunnar Bloom, and Harrison Hoig will be your starting five tonight for the Trojans. Teams on the floor, ready to go. Atlantic will shoot to the basket to our left, which will be the west side of the gymnasium as we watch the action here tonight. In the center circle, TJ Pauley, the 6'6 junior, will jump it up for the Monarchs against 6'5 junior Dalton Franken for the Trojans. And we are ready to play basketball. Ball's in the center circle. It's up in the air. Tap controlled by the Trojans as Chad Christensen comes away with a tip, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Christensen out top as Denison falls in. Well, 1-2-2 zone right away. They go right side, work it around the perimeter. Markham out top. Left side, Bloom. Swing it to the corner. Christensen out top, Markham. They quickly work the perimeter. Franken, right side of the arc. He'll try the three. It's in and out, no good. Rings out, rebounded inside by the Monarchs as Zach Johnson came away with the board. Johnson up the floor now is Eller. Eller up the front court, stops, looks for help, and steps it back outside. Hall trying to work his way free here on the backside as they'll pull up and try a three from the left wing. That's off the mark by Pauly, rebounded inside by the Trojans. Franken with the board ahead. Now it comes to Christensen. Christensen out top, leaves it here left side. Gets it right back from Franken, dumps it to the baseline now. Bloom, bounce pass, too much traffic, ball thrown away. Tried to get it into Hoyt. It was taken away by the Monarchs. Up the floor they come. Eller, front court, stops, fires a long three off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Sam Markham. Markham up the floor now. Neither team has scored. We're a minute gone in the game. Right side for three. Good by Chad Christensen. Christensen knocks down the triple right corner, and it's a 3-0 basketball game. Trojans on top. Right side now. They get it to Hall. Derek Hall trying to drive on Sam Markham. He spins. Markham cuts him off. Now back left side it goes. Eller off the dribble in the corner. Stops and feeds it out top. Lyons brings it across. And the ball knocked away loose and stolen away. It's going to be whose ball? It's going to be Denison basketball. Markham jumped in front of Hall. Tried to knock that pass away and did, but they say it was last touched by Markham out of bounds. 6.5 minutes left to go first quarter. Monarchs inbound. Eller will take it out top. Eller on the dribble out high. Leaves it here right side for Hall. Off the dribble out top. Lyons, left side Eller. Eller curls, comes around right side and leaves it here for Derek Hall. Hall with the basketball on the dribble drive into the lane with the left hand. The bounce feed across underneath the Lyons and his basket good underneath. Lyons down low. Banks one home. Set up there by Hall on the bounce feed across the lane. It's 3-2 Trojans. Atlantic has the ball knocked away now as they try to get it on the bounce down low in the paint. So Harrison Hoyg batted out of bounds. It'll turn right back to the Trojans.
Trojans really hustling here early on in the basketball game. That last possession was a great defensive possession until the last moment when the help caught him in the open man.
Inbounds, they work it out top. Three-point try, no by Dalton Franken. Tap out, though, by Bloom, and Markham comes up with a loose ball. Out top now, Christensen will reset the offense for Atlantic. Cross left side, it comes to Franken. Out top it goes. Christensen, Markham, back to Christensen. Left side Franken, drives baseline. The pull-up, 15-foot fall away, no good. Rims out. Rebound down low. Taken inside by Johnson, and he's harassed underneath. Christensen tapped the ball away. Johnson ended up on the floor to corral it. And we've got a whistle and a foul call down low. And they're going to hit Harrison Hoyg with the foul. That's his first and the first team foul on Atlantic. Ball out of bounds to Denison here in the backcourt. Pressure in the full side here by the Trojans as they work it out back deep. Now they break pressure ahead. Eller on a jump pass. Gets it in the lane. Steps back. Left side corner now. On the dribble drive, Pauly. He's caught underneath. Ball tapped up into the air. And we got a foul and a whistle. Push called as Zach Johnson hit the floor, going up high to grab that errant pass. That's going to be on Harrison Hoyg. That'll be his second.
Yeah, it's kind of the right place at the right time. That time for Johnson. The ball got popped up in the air, and he just happened to have the best position to go get it.
Ball out of bounds as Hoyg checks out of the ball game. Blake Especk will check in here for the Trojans. Into the corner they go. Eller will set up and fire in a three from the left corner. Austin Eller puts the Monarchs up 5-3 now with 5:10 left to go in this first quarter. Christensen to the front court. Franken out top. Christensen with it. Right side of the arc. He'll fire up a three. That's no good. Rebounded inside by the Monarchs. Johnson away with it. Fires it ahead to Pauly. Now Eller up the floor. Hesitates, drives the left baseline. Cut off in traffic, throws the ball away. Stolen by Franken. Here he comes up the floor for the flush. Slam dunk by Dalton Franken. The two-hand flush, and he's fouled as well. He's hanging on the rim, but I think they're going to say it was a safety issue because he was going to get undercut. T.J. Pauly picks up the foul. As Franken fires one down with authority.
Throw it down, big man. On the run out. That was, well, good possession. The defense caught up with him, but he fought off the defense there to get up and still make it.
Franken to the line to try to make the three-point play, and he does. Could make him from 1 inch. He could make him from 15 feet. 6-5 now, Trojans. Pressure backcourt once again. Broken by the Monarchs as they get it to the front court. Out top it comes to Eller, right side Hall. Hall working on the dribble, trying to get past Markham. No chance of that. Fires it all the way across to Eller, left side. He goes baseline underneath, the wraparound, no good. Too quick, rebounded by Franken. Dalton Franken with the basketball, and he'll bring it up the floor now. Franken left side, the kick out here to the corner. Markham with it. Back out top, Franken on the wing. Hesitates, the dribble drive, the curl, the fall away turnaround, no good, and the rebound taken inside by Hall. Denison basketball front court. 4:10 left to go first quarter. 6-5 Trojans lead. Kind of a slow offensive game here so far. Out top, Eller. Right side now to Hall. Back out top it comes to Pauly. The lob on the backside. Oh, it hit the rim. Nice effort there to Johnson, but it hit the rim. The ball came out. Lyons got the rebound. Tried to banker. It wouldn't go. And the rebound taken by Franken, and now he's bumped and fouled by Lyons in the backcourt. That'll be the first foul on Lyons, the second team foul on the Monarchs. Tried that alley-oop to the backside, but the ball hit the front of the rim.
Yeah, it was a decent look, like you said, but they just couldn't get the pass there, and then a bad decision by Lyons to stay down and commit the dumb foul on the after the rebound.
Nate Parton into the ballgame, 6'4 sophomore for the Monarchs, as Pauly hits the bench. Trojan basketball in a one-point lead. Markham right side, out top to Franken. Left side, Esbeck. Into the corner now, Christensen, left side. He'll fire it all the way across. Markham, Esbeck, right corner, open. The three ball, no good. Rebound, Christensen. Tried to put one back. He got his arm hit. The ball just went straight up in the air as he was falling to the floor. No foul call. And the rebound taken out of the air there by the Monarchs. Up the floor quickly. The fall-away three-pointer from the left wing is no good from Parton off the bench. But the rebound down low grabbed by Lyons and a foul call inside against the Trojans. Going to whistle that on Gunnar Bloom. That'll be his first. Team foul number three against Atlantic. And that will send Lyons to the free throw line with a chance to shoot two. First one is no good. 3:19 to go, first quarter, 6-5 Trojans. Second try is also off the back iron and no good, and the rebound to Franken. Trojans basketball with a one-point lead to the front court. Christensen with it now, right wing. They'll leave it out top for Markham. Down low, they pust it inside, the fall-away jumper up and good, left side of the baseline by Gunnar Bloom as he knocks one down. 8-5 now Trojans. Front court, Monarchs, left side wing, Eller off the drive, stops out top, now Lyons, cross out it comes for Hall, the bounce feed down low, backing down is Johnson, he curls, shot no good off the front of the rim, and the rebound to Franken. Franken cleaning the glass here in the first half. To the right corner now, Markham pulls up off the dribble, the jumper, good, 15-footer by Sam Markham, his first. And it's 10-5 Trojans. 7-0 run here by Atlantic. They trailed 5-3 early. Have 2:25 remaining here in this first quarter with Atlantic up 10-5. Left side dribble drive now. Christensen gets screened off. Eller leaves the pass off the way. Parton back out top it comes. Hall getting frustrated trying to get free. Markham keeps picking him up. Now they fired all the way across as Markham tried to double down low. Nowhere to go. Hall now gets around, drives the lane. The one-hand floater misses badly. The rebound's knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Monarchs. Esbeck the last to touch it. Trevor Renner, 6'2 junior, off the bench now for Denison as Lyons will check out. For Atlantic now, Stuart Hoig off the bench, and he's going to come in place of Gunnar Bloom. Ball out of bounds to the Monarchs down on the baseline. 2:03 left to play in this opening quarter. So Monarchs look to inbound. They lob it out high. It's taken there by Hall. Hall out top. Leaves it here right side. Parton. Parton off the dribble. Nowhere to go. Cut off. Now Eller. Markham was waiting for that pass that far side to come to Hall. He was ready for the steal. It never came. Now the dump down low. And a bump and a foul inside as the Monarchs got it underneath to Trevor Renner, who was down on the low right block. And he got bumped going to the basket. Foul again. Whistled on Esbeck, and that will be the first on Blake. 10-5 Trojans lead it. Minute 45 left in the quarter as the Monarchs inbound in the front court. Up top it comes now. Parton right side into the corner. Eller hesitates the drive. Now Parton out top to Hall. Hall left side of the circle. Markham picks him up. He'll dribble back out near midcourt. Pick up that dribble. Now across to Parton. Parton the head fake. Pulls up at the three line. Not there. Now leaves it for Eller. Eller out top on the dribble here for Denison. Minute 20 to go here in this first quarter. Right side, Eller off the dribble. Monarchs having a hard time trying to find anybody inside. Up top, Hall trying to drive. We're going to have an offensive foul call. Blake Esbeck stepped in, maybe a little bit extra, but he got the charging call against Hall, and Derek Hall is one frustrated offensive player right now.
Yeah, he's really having trouble trying to find some space and find some seams, and when you get frustrated like that, it's a lot of times when you commit those fouls, you get a little out of control.
10-5, Trojans lead it. Christensen front court, 1 minute left to play here in this first quarter. Right side, Markham. He'll dump it into the corner. Stuart Hoig with it. Back out top, Christensen. Left side, it comes down to Esbeck. Out on the arc, back to Christensen, right wing. Christensen to Markham. As they run the opposite side. Back out top, Esbeck. Left side, Hoig. Stewart off the dribble. Back to Esbeck. Open, grabs, guns the three. No good. Back of the rim. Rebound long, and it's picked up by Stewart Hoig. I think he was surprised there were no Monarchs there. So the Trojans keep possession. Hoig, left side. The glass, the window, and the rebound taken inside by Renner. 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Monarch basketball. Hall out top, guarded there by Markham. Hall, they try to clear out for him. He'll drive the left side. The one-hand floater is up and good. That's his first basket of the game, and he had to work awfully hard for that. 10-7, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Christensen front court, right side open. Markham for the three. It's no good. Rebound grabbed by the Monarchs. The time runs out in this first quarter. Atlantic with the lead, kind of a plodding offensive game here in this first quarter by the two teams. 10-7, Trojans lead the Monarchs after one. Back with the second quarter after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAF.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734. Or set your appointment on their website at culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Bryman's Interiors in Atlantic is your full-service furniture store. You'll find beautiful bedroom, dining, and living room sets. Stop in to browse through their gallery and check out their many accessories for your home. Bryman's Interiors in Atlantic on the east edge of town. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we get started here at this second half of basketball. And Denison will have the ball here out top as Austin Eller will send it over here left side, and now they'll work it around and get it down low on the block, and a turnaround jumper is no good by Pauly, rolled off, and then it was knocked out of bounds, and last touched by the Trojans as Hoig got a hand on it, and will be Monarch basketball underneath. 10-7 your score here, Atlantic with the lead here at home after the first quarter of play, just underway here in the second quarter. Inbound pass, will get it in now here to Renner. Now he'll dump it off and pass it off to Hall. Hall trying to work and set up a screen. Now stops the free throw line. Jumps past Markham. Now scoops up the shot. Dances around the rim. Hit three times and then fell through off the back there for Derek Hall. 10-9 now your score. Back to a one-point basketball game. Up the floor. Trojans get in the left corner. A three-pointer on the way by Stewart. Hoig's no good. Rebound tapped around. Taken away by the Monarchs and they'll run. Eller on the run out over to Renner and he's run into as Franken got high in the air anticipating to try to block the shot. And he's likely the one here to get called with the body. There's two Trojans that end up colliding with him, but it is going to be Franken that picks up the foul. It'll be his first. 15 foul now here against Atlantic. Set to check in now as Gunnar Bloom back in there. Stewart Hoig comes back off. Inbound pass into the corner. Hall dumps it down low. Working hard is Johnson to try to free himself up, and he forces his way into the lane. Gets a foul call. Missed the shot, but he'll go to line here to shoot two. And the foul is going to be whistled here against Blake Esbeck, and that'll be his second. 16 foul now here against the Trojans, and two shots coming here for Zach Johnson. And the first free throw is on the way short. One more coming now. Johnson sets up here for a second free throw, and that one is good. So he makes one out of two there at the line, and it's tied up at 10 apiece. Trojans inbound, and Christensen will walk it up the floor right side. 7:05 to go here, second quarter. Out top it goes to Franken. Left side pass over to Esbeck. Now back around the horn they go. Up top to Markham. Markham to Franken. And now Christensen right wing. He'll take the three. That rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Derek Hall, and he'll push it up the floor. Send it over left side to Pauly. He'll try a three left wing. That's way off the mark. It's going to go out of bounds. They tried to save it, but it was already on the inline. And it'll be Atlantic basketball.
Dennison sitting in that 1-2-2 zone, really kind of almost a 3-2, pressuring outside, really not letting the Trojans have a lot of good long looks. They probably watched that game tape from Harlan where they knocked down all those threes. But the Trojans not shooting well right now from the arc.
And dribble inside now here for Franken. He forced a tough one up just inside the free throw line, but gets the rising shot to fall. And the Trojans get the points going now here in the second quarter. It's 12-10. Trojans back up by two. And a tip and a steal. Bloom got in the way of the passing lane. Stole it. Goes the left-hand layup on the other end and gets it to go. Gunnar Bloom with the bucket. And it's 14-10. Trojans up the floor now here. It's Austin Eller out top. We'll send it over left side now here to Renner. Renner a pump fake and a try to draw. Number one on Trevor Renner.
Gutsy call, gutsy play there by Esbeck. He's already sitting with two fouls. That could have been his third here early, and he's a valuable piece of the puzzle for Atlantic, as he proved against Harlan last week.
So now we'll have the inbound here for the Trojans, and they'll inbound here to Christensen. 5:54 left to go here, second quarter. It's 14-10, Trojans on top. Skip pass across, it goes to Christensen in the corner. Now he'll kick it back up top to Markham. Markham's going to fire the three. That's short. Rebound Christensen on the block. Nice pass around to Esbeck for the layup try. No good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Going to whistle the foul here underneath against the Monarchs, and it's going to be Derek Hall picking up his second foul.
Well, that's something the Monarch can't really afford, is to get Derek Hall in trouble. He's not been a force offensively, but he scores a large chunk of their points, averaging 23 a game.
Shot up and good there that time. The free throw is knocked down on the first one by Blake Esbeck. Second free throw is up on the way, and that one is good. So Esbeck able to make them both here. Now the inbound here off of pressure. They get it into Hall, and now he's double-teamed. They'll send it across now over to Lyons. He threw it up in the air, tapped by Christensen, taken away by Franken, but a reach-in foul immediately called on Robert Lyons as he got back in there and slapped at Franken. And that's going to be the 16th foul now here against the Monarchs, and Atlantic will inbound underneath the basket. 5:34 left to go here in this first half of play. It's 16-10. Trojans leading, and then they'll pass it now up top here to Esbeck. In the corner it goes to Christensen. Christensen will skip it up top now. Over to Markham, now to Franken. Franken steps in, shot at the elbow, is off the mark. Rebound fought for, and a jump ball is called immediately as Johnson got tied up with Christensen, and it'll be Atlantic ball here on the arrow. They'll inbound underneath at the same spot as before.
Esbeck, a nice job sneaking in along the baseline to get underneath.
Inbound pass is skipped up top here to Franken. He pump fakes and now sends it right side to Esbeck. In the corner, Christensen. He'll step around and now dump it out to Markham. Markham thought about the shot, but doesn't take it. Now inside to Bloom. Kick out pass to Christensen. Three right side. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Derek Hall. Trojans a little cold right now from the outside. Up the floor it goes. Eller. He'll stop on the right side and now bring it back up top and try to reset. Crossover against Christensen. Well, now we'll pass it off to Hall. Hall working against Markham. Now he'll pass it off. Lyons goes left side now as they pass it out to Pardon. Pardon back up top now to Eller. Eller crossover out top. Looking for a screen, didn't get enough space, so he'll pull it back out. Now off to Pardon again. Pardon in left side to Lyons. Lyons up top to Pardon. Pardon back to Eller. Eller curls around, a nice hedge out by Esbeck to cut him off. Now they'll try to lob it down low. They get it down there, and a nice shot by Zach Johnson as he caught it and then started and went right up with it. 16-12, Trojans lead it. 4:16 left to go here, first half. Kick in the corner. It goes to Esbeck. Now he'll get it to Bloom. He tried to slice a quick pass underneath the marker, but it was off of the leg of a defender. It'll be Atlantic's ball here underneath. Stuart Hoig back up off the bench. He'll replace Blake Esbeck in the lineup for the Trojans. And now the inbound here for Atlantic. They'll get into the corner to Markham. Now here, left wing, it's Franken for the three. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Tapped out by Bloom and saved by Hoy. Franken will hand it off to Christensen. Trojans with another chance here on this offensive set, and they'll reset it up out top. Left side to Hoy. A couple of dribbles, and now back to Franken. Franken drives in traffic, dumps it off. Markham just outside the free throw line. Jumper rolls around, falls off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound taken underneath by Johnson. And now it's almost thrown away. They threw it over to Hall, and he had to go chase it down and save it. Launched it back in, and they're able to keep possession. Austin Eller out front will get a double screen and chooses to go left side eventually after he spun. Now hands it off to Pardon. Pardon will dump it out top here to Johnson. Now it's back out front as Derek Hall has it. He'll throw it right side to Eller. Eller, up top it goes. Hall, he'll cross over, spin, stop in the lane, jump one up. That's short. Rebound taken down by Franken. Well off the mark on that shot. Franken on the run will throw it right side to Stuart Hoig. Hoig will dump it off to Bloom. He'll drive inside, scoop it out to Franken. A 15-foot jumper in and out, no good. Rebound, though, by Bloom, and Atlantic another chance. Here's Franken right side, curling into baseline, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul call on the floor here as Franken tried to curl around. And the foul is going to be whistled against Nate Pardon. That'll be his first. And we'll go to the line here for the 1-1. And now a timeout taken here by Dennison. As they want to talk things over, just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. It's 16-12. Just 2:25 left to go here in this second quarter of play, and Atlantic right now hanging on to that 4-point lead.
Yeah, it's just kind of one of those games where it's slow. There's not a lot of offensive flow to it. Everybody's trying hard to get the ball inside, but it's just not been very easy. And then when the shots don't go down from the outside, what else do you do?
Yeah, it's just been rough sledding here so far for Atlantic. They can't, you're not making those outside shots, and that's kind of the bread and butter sometimes of your offense. And they're not able to get inside because Dennison's just clamping down in that zone and really trying to prevent the drives. So far, it's working out, keeping them hanging around here in this one. After the quick timeout, Franken will be at the free throw line here. Once again, it is a 1-1. That was the 17th foul, and next time the Trojans commit a foul, it'll be the bonus for the Monarchs as well. The first one's knocked down by Franken, so he earns himself the second free throw try. 17-12 Trojans, 2:55 left to go here in this first half, and the second free throw is up on the way, and that is good. Rattles home. So Dalton Franken with a couple of free throws. Now the inbound here for Dennison, working against the pressure. It's Pauly in traffic, needs some help. We'll throw it across. Now they'll try to throw it up ahead. It's tipped and stolen. They got a hand on it, and from Markham came up with it. Hand off to Bloom. The bounce pass to Hoig, and now he'll get it to Franken. Franken steps in just inside the elbow. He's fouled from behind. Trying to recover wildly that time was Pauly coming back to try to make the defensive play, and he's going to get whistled for the foul on the arm. That'll be his second.
Well, Atlantic's quickness, their athleticism, their long wingspans really causing some fits for the Monarchs. They've had a couple, three or four of these here tonight where they've intercepted passes just that were tipped and came up with possession.
First free throw is good by Franken. He'll have one more on the way. Dalton Franken setting up here for his second free throw, and this one is also good. Franken shooting well at the free throw line here tonight. 20-12, Atlantic on top now by 8. It's 2:33 left to go here in this first half. Pass into the middle, Eller will cross over, working against Hoig. Hoig got a hand in there and poked it away from him and stole it. Stuart Hoig, a good defensive play. Up the floor now, they throw it right side to Bloom. He'll try to hop step his way into the lane. A shot up and dances off the rim and goes through. Gunnar Bloom the bucket. He's got 6, and it's 22-12. 2:10 left to go here, first half. Eller will drive here right side. Cut off, hands it off to Hall. Hall the lob down low. And a turnaround jumper on the baseline is good by Trevor Renner.
Decent look that time for the Monarchs, and it's 22-14. Pass into the corner to the left side for Markham. He pump fake, now went to the baseline, and then got the other guy on the in the air on the floor. That was Zach Johnson, and he gets the foul call. But now Markham a little bit shook up after the play as well, as he's comes out a little bit shaken up and went to his knees once again. But now thinks he's all right. Shakes off the official saying he's going to be okay. Coach Basic wants to, I guess if he talks to him, he can't shoot him. So he'll go ahead and leave him alone, and he's going to go ahead and step up to the charity stripe here. Zach Johnson picked up his first foul there on that play. Esbeck will check in here, and assuming he'll check in for Markham after he shoots the free throws. 22-14 is your score. Atlantic on top. And the first free throw by Markham is off the mark right side. Just a buck 52 left to go here in this first half. Sam Markham, one more free throw coming. That one's on the way, and that one rattles home. And now Markham is going to check out as Esbeck will come in to replace him. Want to make sure he's all right, give him a little breather. Inbound pass now here for Johnson. And Johnson will run the baseline, get it off here left side over to Derek Hall. Now they get it up to Eller, and Eller will be able to bring it across as Atlantic backs off the pressure. Eller left side dribble and hands it off to Pauly. He'll curl around, try to get inside. Now dump a pass to Renner down low. He dribbled it off his own foot out of bounds. It'll be Atlantic basketball. Trojans catch a break, and it's 23-14. They lead it with 1:34 left to go here in this first half. It's still been a plodding type of game, but Atlantic now able to stretch this lead out a little bit here. Left side pass, Franken. He'll hesitate and he get called for steps before he took off down the baseline. So they turn it right back over here, and it's back to Denison basketball with 1:25 left to go in the half. Pressure put on by the Trojans again. It'll be Johnson to inbound, and he'll have to inbound here from the sideline. Robert Lyons up off the bench. He'll replace Renner, and now we see Nate Pardon come back in. He's going to replace T.J. Pauly. A couple substitutions for the Monarchs, and now we're ready to get back to play. Inbound pass, they hand it off to Eller, and now the Trojans will back off here immediately, and he'll walk it up the floor. Right side dribble, we'll hand it off now. A quick three try by Hall, it's good. Derek Hall rises and fires and knocks it home, and it's 23-17. Back within six now here for Denison. Atlantic will bring it up the floor here left side. They'll kick it over to Esbeck. Now inside the lane, a nice pass to Bloom. He's got good position, goes up and hits one off the glass. Gunnar Bloom's got eight, and it's 25-17. Up the floor, crossover dribble here. Eller will stop and fire, and nice shot there just inside the three-point line. Eller gets the bucket. 25-19, six-point game again. Right side pass here, Christensen. 37 seconds left to go in the half. Now over to Esbeck. Back to Christensen. Off to Franken right side. He'll stop along the baseline and fire one up from about 14. No good. Rebound pulled down now here by the Monarchs, and they'll bring it across. Hand it off to Eller out front. He'll hang on to it. 20 seconds to go here in the half. Monarchs with the ball and trailing here by six. Eller will work out front and wait and try to run a play here for a last shot. He'll get a screen, go left side, kick it in left side for Pardon for a three, and a late foul as Bloom came out to try to contest and got a hand on him after the shot was well up. And it's going to be three shots coming now here for Nate Pardon. Gunnar Bloom picks up his second foul.
Oh, that's a tough foul to take, too. You forced a guy into shooting what ended up being an air ball well off the mark with just 4 seconds left in the quarter, and you give him three free throws.
And he made him pay on the first one as he makes the first. Two more coming now here for Nate Pardon. And the second one is good, so he's got a chance now to complete a three-point play the really hard way. Checking back in here is Trevor Renner and T.J. Pauly right back into the lineup. One more free throw here for Pardon, and he connects, so he makes all three and makes it count. 4 seconds to go. Inbound to Christensen. He'll cross over behind the back. Stop. Three-point line. Force one up at the buzzer. It's no good, and it's a three-point game here at the half. Trojans lead at 25 28-22. We'll take a break, come back, and give you some of the halftime numbers. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Horizon Equipment. As a farmer, you depend on your equipment to keep operations running smoothly. That's why you need the John Deere Certified Service Technicians on your side. Visit Horizon Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Southwest Iowa, with six locations to better serve you. Walnut Street Auto Body in Atlantic is the place to go for all of your collision and refinishing needs for your vehicle. Dean Forsman has been in the auto body business for more than 30 years. That's Walnut Street Auto Body, located at 309 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Give Dean and Seth a call at 243-1977. Brown Shoe Fit in Atlantic, offering an excellent selection of shoes in every size to help comfort your feet, along with friendly service. Whether you need sandals, work, walking, or athletic shoes, head to Brown Shoe Fit at 502 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. We're at the halftime intermission here as Atlantic leads at 25-22. Over the Denison Monarchs as the Trojans, and both teams really off to a slow start here in the game. It was just 10-7 after the first quarter. Trojans were able to eke out the lead here for a while and got up to a good clip here in that second quarter, but a little bit of a late run by the Monarchs and a bad foul as well here towards the end of the half as Nate Pardon got fouled on a three-point attempt with about just over 4 seconds left to go in that first half. He stepped up and knocked them all down, so made the Trojans pay for that one, and it made it a three-point game here at the halftime. It had been kind of holding steady there for a little while at a six-point lead for the Trojans, but that last foul makes it a three-point game, and in the game you know you still have to come out here and work at, and both teams really kind of sluggish here in this first half.
Yeah, it's not been a... this is one of the... you're not going to take the film of this game and wrap it up with a time capsule. Let's just put it that way. It's not been a very artistic basketball game here. But give some credit to both defenses, both Denison and Atlantic. Both playing pretty good defensively. Everybody's having to work hard for their shots. Atlantic has gotten some looks, and they're just off on their shot tonight. They're just not hitting, whether it's the little mid-range 15-foot jumpers or the long-range shots from the three-point line. They've really kind of struggled tonight shooting the basketball, and Gunnar Bloom picking up a pretty good half here. Most of their points seems like coming in close. Bloom's had 8 field goals. Half of their field goals come from Gunnar Bloom here tonight, down low, and then Dalton Franken with a couple of buckets down low. One of them as low as you can get. Slam dunk inside, but the outside game just isn't working very well tonight, and Dennis has been very frustrated with what Atlantic's done defensively. Sam Markham kind of has that effect on a lot of guys that he's guarding head up, and he's really been frustrating Derek Hall, but Hall's been trying to find a way to get loose, and he's gotten a couple of buckets here in the second quarter. But, neither one of these teams really look like there's just not a lot of flow offensively right now. It's a lot of passing the ball around the perimeter, hoping for something to come open, and not a lot of holes out there.
Yeah, there just hasn't been much room for Atlantic really to work, and like you said, the shots on the outside just aren't going down here tonight. I don't know the percentage, but it's not a very good one here in the first half for the Trojans from the perimeter. They're usually good, to make at least a few more of those, and that would, of course, help to spread out that defense a little bit more as well if they're able to knock a few of those shots down. But it just hasn't been the case here in the first half, and game plan's working in Denison's favor on that end of the floor here right now here in this first half. But you didn't mention, Atlantic's playing great defense on the other end as well. They're doing a good job of really switching, hedging out, and helping each other very well. Now, there's been a couple of times where they've been caught with an open man, located somewhere, and they've found him on the pass, but that's been pretty few and far between. They're doing a good job of at least making every shot contested and forcing some tough looks here for Denison in the first half as well. So that's kind of how things have played out here on both ends of the floor here in this first half of play. It's 25-22, Atlantic leading here over Denison at the halftime break here tonight at Atlantic High School. Take a break, come back, and look at the numbers here for you from the first half. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today. The Engine Shop, a complete engine shop. Owner Rick Larry has over 30 years' experience and works on all types of engines, from ag to industrial, high performance and restoration. For all your engine needs, visit the Engine Shop at 102.5 Pearl Street in Atlantic, or give Rick a call at 243-1037.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at iWestern Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, iWestern classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. We are at the halftime intermission here as Atlantic leads 25-22 here in this first half of play over the Denison Monarchs. And we'll dive in to take a look here at some of the numbers here for you from that first half of play. And for Atlantic, leading the way is 9 points tonight so far from Dalton Franken. Also, they've gotten 8 points chipped in here by Gunnar Bloom. 3 points apiece for Sam Markham and Chad Christensen, and 2 points here for Blake Esbeck in the first half. Trojans did a good job at the free throw line, 8 of 9 there in that first half from the charity stripe. For Denison, they were led in that first half from 7 points by Derek Hall. Also, 5 chipped in by Austin Eller, and 3 points apiece for Zach Johnson and Nate Pardon. And then 2 points chipped in by Robert Lyons and Trevor Renner in the first half of basketball here for Denison. They were 4 for 7 from the free throw line there in the first half as well. So, you know, nothing off the page, obviously, that really jumps out at you here for either team, and that's just indicative of how the first half has been played. Pretty slow offensively here for both these two teams as they try to feel their way out on that end of the floor.
This is a win for Denison right now, this first half. Atlantic had, you know, played them. You know, they jumped out a little bit of a lead, up 10-5. Only see Denison come back tied at 10. And Atlantic had their biggest lead tonight at 10 points, at 22-12. But as you can see, it's been a 10-3 finish in favor of Denison in the first half. And, you know, the thing that scares you about these kind of games is they're all about momentum. It's not really about who's the better team in this when you get these kind of nights. You're going to have off-shooting nights. That's just normal. It's just going to happen. But you got to figure out a way to overcome that. And Atlantic's very athletic, a more athletic team than Denison is. They need to figure out a way to use that to their advantage here in this second half. And I look for Atlantic to hopefully get off to a quick start here in this third quarter, make something happen to build that lead back a little bit. Otherwise, they could be in for a little ride again here tonight.
And I wonder, there might be a more concerted effort to get the ball out and maybe move the floor a little bit quicker than they have here in the first half. You know, you mentioned the athletic advantage. You could take advantage of that, getting up the floor quicker and maybe looking for some easy shots in transition. It's Atlantic, so far tonight, has really had to kind of settle into the half-court sets, and it's just been kind of slow paced, and they haven't been hitting those outside shots. So maybe pushing the tempo a little bit might kind of spark some of that offensive production here for Atlantic in the second half. We'll see if they're more aggressive on that end of the floor. But once again, they do lead it here at the halftime break, 25-22. Both teams getting back out there on the floor to warm up here for the second half of basketball. If you're wondering about college hoops here tonight as well, Iowa State lost a tough one on the road tonight to Oklahoma State. A late bucket with 5 seconds left for the Cowboys, and then they get a block at the end to win it. 69-67, the final score there, as Iowa State gets a split in the state of Oklahoma here in the past week. So they fall here tonight. The Iowa men's basketball team, they'll be back in action coming up on Thursday night, and we'll have that one for you here on the radio as they'll take on Northwestern in that ballgame. It's a 7 o'clock pregame Thursday.
Also in wrestling tonight, Atlantic defeated North Polk in the semifinal round of that regional team dual tournament up at Kemper Catholic High School tonight in Carroll, and they're playing South Central Calhoun, who was a winner as they defeated Ballard in the first round, the other semifinal, and those two teams battling here in the region in the regional championship match now in the duels. And Atlantic had jumped out to a pretty decent lead early on, and we'll find out here not too far down the road if they were able to hang on to that. So Atlantic trying to get back to the dual team championships, which will come up a week from tomorrow at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
Kind of a different setup for that this year. So do that to start off and kick off the state wrestling tournament, as of course state wrestling will begin the following day after that on Thursday. Both teams are back out there here, and we've finished warm-ups, and they'll get ready to get back out here on the floor and get things tapped up here in just a moment for second-half basketball. It's once again 25-22, Atlantic leading Denison here by 3 points as we head to the second half.
Well, the Trojans getting ready for the second half of basketball. We'll play defense first. Denison will shoot now as a two-team swap side. Denison will shoot to the basket to our left. The Monarchs will have the ball to start this third quarter as they'll put it in play at center court. For the Trojans, they're going to go with their starting five. It's Markham, Hoig, Christensen, Franken, and Bloom on the floor. And the starting five also on the floor here for the Monarchs with Eller, Pauly, Johnson, Hall, and Lyons. So away we go. Lyons will inbound here for Denison as we go to this third quarter. Inbounds taken far side. Derek Hall with it. The crossover. The dribble drive. Stop. Steps back. Markham right there in his face. No shot. The kick out top. They work the ball off the perimeter. Here left side. Pauly out top with it. Looking for help as he picks up his dribble. Long pass across. Austin Eller behind his head. Able to come down with a one-hand grab. And he stops and elevates and fires in a 16-footer. Austin Eller now makes it a one-point game. It's 25-24. Trojans lead by one. Front court, Christensen, left side, Franken, baseline, elevates the 15-footer, won't go. Bloom, the rebound down the right side. His putback is blocked, and he's fouled on the arm. He'll get two free throws. Gunnar Bloom on the backside there, able to get that rebound and pick up the foul call underneath against T.J. Pauly. Atlantic with a 38-27 lead over South Central Calhoun now in that regional championship in the duels up in Carroll tonight.
I understand that was after the 145-pound weight class.
At the free throw line, Bloom misses the first and the second, so he misses both ends. And the Trojans lead it by one. Denison with a chance to take their first lead in a long time. They led early on, 5-3. And now a steal. Christensen steps in front of Pauly's pass, runs the floor with it. He'll take it right to the rack, and he gets fouled. Pauly will commit the foul, and that will be his fourth. So T.J. Pauly immediately in some peril foul-wise. He'll check out of the ball game after picking up his fourth. It was his bad pass that created the turnover. Christensen jumped in front of the lane with the steal and took it up the floor. Then Pauly commits the foul on the other end. Christensen will get two free throws now. And the first one is good.
Oh, and Pauly hasn't had much of an impact here on the game so far, but anytime you take a guy out of the rotation, like they've been rotating a lot with guys, it really affects your squad. So we'll see if that starts to make an impact.
Nate Pardon checks in a place of Pauly. Second free throw by Christensen on the way. Also good. He rattles both in. 5 points now for Christensen tonight. 27-24 the score. Atlantic now by three. Denison with the ball. Eller takes the pass, runs it to the front court, stops, lobs it down low. Lyons on the baseline. Back to Eller, right corner. He'll bring it back out. No shot there. He'll work it around the perimeter. 3-point lead here for the Trojans. 6:50 left to play in this third quarter. Right side on the dribble drive. Hall spins, stops, elevates. Now fires one up and in. Little 13-footer at the right side of the lane. Derek Hall with the soft floater. He's got 9 points. It's a 1-point game again. Atlantic leading 27-26. Harrison Hoyt now lost the ball. Had the ball in the lane. Knocked away, though. And it's stolen by Bloom. Bloom up the floor. He'll take it right to the rack. Shot comes up short. Rebound tipped to the baseline. And now picked up inside by Johnson. Monarchs again with a chance to take the lead. Long pass. Hall right side off the dribble. Hall out top. And a reach-in foul is going to be called. Chad Christensen thought he saw an opening there. Picks up a foul reaching in. That'll be his first. First team foul of the Trojans here in the second half. Ball out of bounds to the Monarchs on the far side. Chance for Denison to take the lead. Monarchs with it. Lyons, right side, dumps it out top. Taken there by Pardon. He double-teamed, flips it off to Eller. Eller, left side, Pardon, sets up for the three. It's no good. Rebound in the lane to Christensen. Christensen comes out with it through traffic. And his pass up ahead, tip knocked away. That's out of bounds, though. Hall just reached around behind his back and threw his arm in the air and actually tipped the pass and almost saved it as he was out of bounds trying to tap it back in on that far side. Sometimes you just get lucky.
Stay active. Sometimes those good things happen for you.
Franken inbounds now. It's Gunnar Bloom with it into the front court now to Christensen. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Markham here on the right wing. Out top, Franken. Franken picks up the dribble, lobs it left corner. Christensen with it. He'll step up for the three. It's no good. Rebound in the lane. Grabbed there and lost by Hoy.
off the floor with it. Denison. So the Monarchs, once again, the third trip up the floor, they've had a chance to take the lead. Right side ball, left side ball knocked away. Nice effort there by Sam Markham to jump in front of Hall. He tapped it free, but he couldn't stay in bounds trying to save that basketball. Good effort.
As we kind of spurts of effort here for the Trojans. One play looks like they're doing a great job. Next play maybe a little bit lazy and it costs them.
Inbounds pass Eller now as he curls to the lane. Got through traffic. He'll bring it back out top. Well, now Hall takes it right out of his hands. Stolen by his teammate. Hall with it now. He'll step out. Fire one up from the just inside the arc, and that's good for a two. And Derek Hall gives the Monarchs the lead now, 28-27. 5:20 left to play here in the third. Right side, Christensen. Out top, Bloom. Markham, left side. It's Franken. He drives the baseline, and he's bumped and fouled. That'll be Robert Lyons. That'll be his third. Fouls adding up for a few of these Monarchs here tonight. Three for Lyons, four for Pauly, who's on the bench, and will be for a while, I'm guessing. Trevor Renner up off the bench will check in at the next convenience. Now the Trojans inbound. It's going to be turned over. The pass out near center court for Markham from the baseline was thrown over his head, and it rolls out of bounds all the way down to the other end. So the two teams will go back to the other side and inbound, and Denison with a chance now to build on their one-point lead. And they're going to walk to the other side now.
Huh.
They apparently believe that Markham touched the ball.
And he didn't get close to it. He tried, but...
not certain.
The original spot.
Officials are down talking. The official Tom Hartigan down talking to the two coaches about it. I'm not sure, but I don't believe it was touched. It looked like it was too tall for even Markham. It was a good leaper, but they're going to give it to Denison in the front court, so the Monarchs will inbound there. Lob taken out top, back over right side Eller. Tip pass now, knocked away loose as Christensen got a hand on it, taps it out of bounds. It'll stay with Denison. When a ball is inbounded and goes out of bounds without anyone touching it, the ball is inbounded by the other team right back where it was. Not that time. Ball off the inbound now, right side with it out on the arc. Picks up the dribble, the bounce pass down low is errant and stolen away. Hoig there with a steal, good defense. He kept Johnson from getting near it and comes up with a steal. Bounce speed in the lane, it's Bloom. His kickout pass saved here by Christensen has almost gone out of bounds. 28-27, Monarchs lead. Christensen right side, now to Bloom. Out top, Markham. Markham back to Bloom here on the right wing. Bloom the bounce feed inside. Hoig, the spin move. The banker, no good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound, Franken down the lane. He banks one in. Dalton Franken following the play down the lane. Gives the Trojans back the lead now. It's 29-28. It's like the first team to 40 wins tonight, huh?
Yeah.
4:25 left to go in this third quarter. Three ball from the right to the left side now. Up and no good by Eller. The rebound, though, grabbed inside by Renner. It's taken right out of his hands by Franken. Franken up the floor, left side. Going to go to the rack, and he's fouled. He had his sights on another dunk, but Austin Eller flashed in front of him and grabbed him on the arm. That'll be the first on Eller, and that'll send Franken to the line here for the Trojans. Four fouls against the Monarchs here in this second half now.
Well, if there's one spot that's been a strong point for Atlantic tonight, it's been at the free throw line. We'll see if they can continue that.
Well, they got the right guy there. Franken's perfect on the night. He's 6 of 6 as he makes the first. Two-point lead now for the Trojans. One more coming here for the junior. And that one's good as well. 31-28 Atlantic, back up now by three. Ball almost taken away by Bloom in the backcourt. Now the Monarchs break pressure, but throw it away. Hoig with a steal. Back to the front court. Bloom, left side, right side, drives left. Now off to Christensen. He drives and lays one in. Chad Christensen off the feed from Gunner Bloom, and it's 33-28. Trojans on a 6-0 run. And a timeout asked for here by the Monarchs as Atlantic, with 4:02 left here in the third quarter, has retaken a little bit of control.
Yeah, good run here by Atlantic. You know, you make some plays defensively, and there you go. Sparks you in transition. Good run out there by Bloom to get himself into the lane, and saw that Christensen had an easy path to the basket, so handed it to him and then got out of his way so that he had the path to the hole there for the layup, and just a good overall play there. It's Been a pretty good game, really, for Gunnar Bloom here. He's the guy that they've really counted on to do quite a bit here today, and he's doing a good job not only scoring there in the first half, but he's been a good assist man so far.
4:02 to play here in this third quarter. Trojans up 33-28. Dennison will have the ball on the inbound here in the backcourt. Well, it's been Atlantic's defense that really keyed this run here. They inbound up the floor they come. Two-on-one break. Now as they get it ahead to Johnson, he'll bank one in and a foul. They got it up the floor to Hall. He bounced it across the lane. Johnson with a basket. And he'll go to the free throw line as well. That foul going to go against Harrison Hoig, and that is his third. So Zach Johnson with a bucket. He's got 5 points. And he'll get a free throw as well. Well, that's what you don't want to see coming out of the timeout. Free throw good by Johnson. As the Monarchs go coast to coast with the three-point play, and it's 33-31. Atlantic basketball, Franken right side, bounce feed to the baseline, and out of bounds. Harrison Hoig caught the pass on the baseline and stepped out of bounds. So the ball turns right back over, right in front of the official.
Yeah, he dropped that foot back to try to gain his advantage, pushing off for the pass, and right there on the line.
Well, and the ball knocked out of bounds as Franken came up with what he thought was a steal on the baseline, but the ball off his hands hit out of bounds. Inbound again here by Monarchs down low, and again knocked out of bounds by Atlantic. Chad Christensen this time steps in front of Derek Hall and swats it away. 3:47 left in the third quarter. Monarchs again trying to inbound. Still trying. Now they fire it to center court, knocked away loose, and saved by Hall, and they'll feed it across, and the layup is good by Zach Johnson. And we're tied at 33. Atlantic ball, Bloom in the lane, left corner. Markham off the dribble drive, into the lane, the one-hand flip, up and good. Sam Markham showing off that athleticism with a bucket in the lane. It's 35-33, Atlantic back on top. Clock is not running. It's still stopped. It's been stopped since Dennison inbound of the basketball. Nobody's noticed. As we've played a while here with no clock running, as Eller out top has it, now off to Hall. Hall crosses over down the lane, in the lane. He flips one up. It's no good. We've played almost a full minute here with the clock not running. Up the floor now, Christensen to the rack, and he lays one in. Chad Christensen with the bucket. Hey, now the clock is running. Played about an extra minute here in the third quarter.
Freebie, I guess.
And up the floor now is a 37-33 lead by the Trojans. Hall out top with it. Hall comes left side out on the arc, looking for some help now. Feeds it across to Eller. Quick down low, coming across the lane. Banker no good, but a foul over the back on Gunnar Bloom. That'll be his third, as the Monarchs able to get Trevor Renner down on the baseline. Snuck him in the back door, and Renner will get free throws. Renner to the line here for Dennison. Chance to shoot a pair. 3:20 or so left here in the third quarter. And the first free throw, no good by Renner.
Or so is right.
Probably should be about roughly two and a half minutes on the clock. We played over a minute of time back and forth up and down the floor with the clock stopped here. Second free throw, good by Renner. Trojans basketball, 37-34, Atlantic leading. Out top, Bloom with it. Left side, bounce feed. Franken grabs, elevates. The shot no good from 15. Front of the rim, rebound taken by Eller. Monarchs back up the floor. Off the left side, Parton. Back out top center circle. Now it's Eller. 3 minutes left to play here in the third. Eller comes left side. Trojans man-to-man. They've been man-to-man, I think, all night. I don't remember them playing a zone at all here tonight. Crossover. Eller out top. Elevates. Sad the ball tip, but he's able to get it in. And Christensen got a hand on it as he tried to elevate for the shot, but Eller able to keep control and roll one in. It's 37-36 Trojans. Franken, right side, working the dribble, into the lane, shuffles it across now to Hoig. He goes baseline, gets blocked, gets the rebound back, and now feeds it off here to Christensen. Franken comes up with a loose ball. He goes shot, topside, no good, gets it back, leaner, and he's fouled. Probably could have had 4 or 5 fouls in that sequence here. Now we get one. That'll be on Zach Johnson. That'll be his second. Stops the clock with 2:29 remaining here in the third quarter, 37-36. Atlantic with a one-point lead. Just when you think the game can't get a whole lot uglier.
Yeah, you got to keep it under control. That was too much contact going on.
Free throw good by Franken. It's just been a weird game. I wish I had all the
words to try to describe this as Blake Esbeck comes back in, but there just hasn't been a lot of flow to the game. Either team offensively, both are struggling with their shots, or struggling to find shot attempts. The only thing they've done well tonight is shoot free throws. And I say that, and I jinxed him. Franken misses his first of the night. His second one is no good. Made his first eight in a row. And it's 38-36, Trojans by two. Dennison left side, or with the right side with the basketball. Hall stripped away. Franken comes up with a loose ball. Down the lane, he goes on the run. The layup on the other side. No, they're going to call an offensive foul on Dalton Franken. As Nate Pardon is given the position down low. They call it a charge, and Franken will pick up his second. 2:13 left to go here in this third quarter. 38-36. Just a potpourri game here tonight. It's a little of everything.
Yeah.
Kind of potluck.
You don't know what's going to happen next is what it seems like.
Dennison ball backcourt. They'll look to inbound. Still looking to inbound. Still looking to inbound. Now they do as Eller takes it. He'll run it up the floor wide open underneath his Lions. He hesitates, and it gets the bank shot to go. Thought he was going to wait too long as the Trojans caught up with him. We're tied now at 38 apiece. Atlantic just can't seem to get any distance here tonight. Markham dumps it down low. Bloom with a basketball in traffic, hanging on, almost gets tied up. Now out to Markham. Markham on the left wing, long three try, no good. Rebound baseline, Bloom has it, shuffles into the lane. Esbeck drives the right side, the banker, no good, but he's fouled. Nate Pardon will pick up the foul, his second. And that'll send Blake Esbeck to the free throw line. Boy, it just seems like that's pretty much the offense tonight. Just try to get yourself in position to get a foul and go shoot free throws.
Yeah, get yourself to the line.
Esbeck to the line now for the Trojans. The first one is good. Esbeck with 3 points now tonight, and you guessed it, all from the free throw line. Trojans back on top, 39-38. Second free throw is also good. That one rolls through. And a timeout asked for now by Atlantic. They'll take their first timeout of the night. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it here during this short break. And we'll see if one of these teams can find something that actually resembles a cogent offense here tonight. They just haven't been able to find anything that really looks good here this evening.
Yeah, you know, Atlantic has 40 points, but 15 of those have come from the free throw line, and it's just been tough to come by anything that just looks right. It's just kind of been that kind of game where, like you said, either team's never been in a flow. It seems like the baskets that have been open baskets have been because there was a weird play that happened somewhere else, and then it all of a sudden gets somebody free on the other end because everybody's trying to hustle for the basketball on the floor. It's been a weird flow here for both these two teams, and luckily for Atlantic, the free throws are going down.
Dennison to inbound now, out of the timeout. They get it into Hall in the backcourt. He'll run it up the floor now against the double team. And he'll dump it over here left side. Pardon, picked up here by Esbeck. Now he'll hand it off. Left side Hall. He goes baseline as he's cut off there by Esbeck. Back out on the wing. Pardon, cross to Eller. Head fake to drive inside the circle. And he jumps one up just inside the free throw line. Austin Eller with a bucket. And we are all square again at 40 apiece. Minute 15 left in the third quarter. Right side, Christensen here on the arc. To the corner now, Markham. Back outside, Franken trying to go one-on-one. Turns into the lane, elevates and misses the shot off the front of the rim. And a foul underneath. That'll be on Christensen of Atlantic. That'll be his second. That's team foul number 5 against Atlantic here in this second half. 103 now, 63 seconds left in the third quarter. Dennison again to inbound backcourts. They feed it to Eller. Eller now ahead. Oh, he threw it to Hall. Went right past him. Fortunately, Pardon was there to pick it up as the Monarchs keep it. Into the lane. Now stepping back out, and the shot just inside the arc is up and good by Derek Hall. And the Monarchs back on top now at 42-40. 45 seconds left to play here in this third quarter. Franken with a basketball out wide. Atlantic has won over South Central Calhoun in the regional dual team championships in wrestling tonight up in Carroll. That sends the Trojans back to the dual team state championships a week from tomorrow in Des Moines. Atlantic going to kill some clock, take that last shot here. 23 seconds left to go in the quarters. Christensen dribbles time off in the center circle. Down to 15 seconds now as Christensen stares at the clock.
Denison content to sit back. Now they come forward. Markham, 10 seconds left. Back to Christensen. Right side, Esbeck, 7 seconds. Esbeck to the baseline, and an offensive foul whistle against Blake Esbeck running the baseline with him. That's his third. 5 seconds left to play here in this third quarter, and the Monarchs will have the ball in the backcourt. They lead by 2. And we're going to have they're asking for a towel to wipe down the floor here.
As a interesting sequence there for Atlantic. I guess personally one of those people I'm not a big fan of hanging onto the ball and waiting, especially when you're trailing by 2. But, you know, sometimes you get that sense of, I got to make something happen really fast, and that's what happened that time. Esbeck felt like he didn't have the time to do anything else and tried to go too strong baseline.
The inbound backcourt, Hall takes it, and he lost the ball on a bounce. Oh, they're going to say it's off of one of the Trojans. 3 seconds left to play now here in this third quarter as Hall tried to cross over here near center court. Lions will inbound, 3 seconds left. Lions inbounds to Hall, left side, he curls, drives left corner, step back in the fall-away up, no good for 3, and that's the end of the third quarter. Hall had a decent look at the fall-away 3 from the corner. Monarchs take the lead. It's Denison 42, Atlantic 40 as we head to the fourth. The finish coming up in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, offering a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment, including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic today. The Pizza Ranch in Atlantic serves medium and large pizzas for just $10. Choose from single topping, ranch specials, anything you want. No restrictions. Their small pizzas are just $5 anytime. Small prices, but big deals. That's the Pizza Ranch in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. The Car Guys offer a good selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans. Plus, they have financing options to get you rolling. For all of your pre-owned vehicle needs, stop by the Car Guys, located on the west edge of Atlantic today. The best buys are at the Car Guys.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. The Trojans in a dogfight tonight here against Denison, and they trail by 2, 42-40 as we head to the final quarter of basketball, and the inbound will come here for the Trojans.
Atlantic's played 2 straight overtime games. Could a third one be in the making?
I don't think that's what they want to see here tonight, but right now it's been a back-and-forth, plodding along ball game here for these two squads. Atlantic out front with it here, and Christensen trying to set something up, and a methodical pace right now here for the Trojans. They'll dump it down on the block to Franken, the kick back out, now to Markham. He'll drive right side, stop, and he moved the wrong pivot, but got away with the walk. Kick it back in the corner left side. Christensen will try the 3, in and out, no good. Bloom the rebound, put back up off the glass, and good.
Yeah, a little hesitation there by Bloom with a head fake. Didn't really need to. Could have taken it right back up.
Ties it up at 42 apiece. Denison now with the basketball here out top. He'll try to hand it off. They get it to Hall. He had to go track it down as it bounced off of his chest, but he's able to corral it. Now he'll dribble drive left side. He slid and threw it over in the corner. Now gets it right back. Working against Christensen, and now we're going to have a foul. They're going to call Christensen here for the foul, working on the defensive pressure, and both players kind of giving each other the body, and the off-arm used a little extra there that time by Hall. Christensen will pick up his 3rd. And that was the 7th team foul now here against Atlantic, so we'll go to the line here for the 1-1. As Derek Hall sets up and goes off the back of the rim, long rebound came out. Markham corralled it. Up ahead here to Bloom. Bloom will go into the lane, cross it over, layup good. Attacking basket by Gunner Bloom, and it's 44-42. Trojans take the lead back. 6:50 left to go in the contest. Out top, it's Austin Eller. He'll dribble left side. A kick back up top, it goes. Zach Johnson, almost a steal by Markham. They get it right side. Oh, 3 ball way short by Hall. Rebound tapped around, and Harrison Hoyd came up with it. Off to Bloom, and now he'll fire it up ahead here to Chad Christensen. Now back up top, it's Bloom. Over to Franken. Franken back to Bloom. He'll dribble. Lost the handle on it, trying to throw a pass. Now throws it back in the corner as he got it back to Christensen. Missed the 3 ball, and the rebound comes down to Hall on the other side. Hall will run up the floor here. He hands it off. Scoop back to Eller. Long 3, contested, and he buries it. Christensen got out there to put a hand in his face, but Eller buries the triple, and it's 45-44, regaining lead for the Monarchs. Christensen off to Franken here. Right wing, back to Christensen. Looking now, bounce pass into Hoig. Shuffles in, and the layup good. Nice job and a good look that time as Hoig gets on the board with his first bucket here in the contest, and it's 46-45. One-point lead for Atlantic. Monarchs to the basketball. Hall trying to get a screen. Now he'll force his way in, but had it stripped. Took it away by Christensen. Bloom came up with it, running the other way. Layup good. Nice finish by Gunnar Bloom. And it's 48-45, Trojans. Back the other way, Monarchs. Eller lost it on his hip, but able to keep it. And they'll have it back up top. Got away with one there. Now they'll work it here left side to get it over here to Pardon. Back up top it goes to Hall. Hall will try to force his way in again. Now has to pick up the dribble. He'll dump it back out to Eller. Eller back to Hall. Working against Christensen. He pump fakes. And now he'll send it up top to Lyons. Lyons will dribble right side, working against Bloom. Pushed off, got the space, and then made the shot. Absolutely used that offhand to push his way and get himself space.
That's what a good running back does.
48-47, back to a one-point lead here for the Trojans. And Christensen has it out here at the top. He'll send it over to Franken right side. Skip pass across to Bloom. Thought about the three, pump fakes, and now we'll kick it back up top to Christensen. 4:34 left to go in the contest, and Atlantic with a one-point lead. Now in the corner of Markham, and he was bumped. They're going to call a foul on Lyons out there as he tried to force him out of bounds, and that's going to be all for Robert Lyons. That's number five on him.
Is it five?
I believe that should be
just
five.
His fourth.
No, it is his fourth personal.
Going to check out anyway, though.
Renner's going to come back into the lineup here, and they bring T.J. Pauly back in. He's got four fouls as well. Setting up here at the line, Markham will drop one down here for the first free throw. On the 1-1, he's got one more coming. Second free throw now coming here. And that one is up and good. So Markham gets the free throw to fall. Now up ahead on the run quickly. Dennison tried to get a pass across. Hall had Johnson open across the lane, but it was too strong for him. It went off of his hands out of bounds, so they turn it over here to Atlantic. Trojans get the ball back here with a three-point lead and 4:23 left to go here in the contest. Up ahead, they'll throw it left side. Franken will try the three ball. It's good. Big three-pointer by Dalton Franken here with 4:12 left to go, and it's back to a six-point lead here for Atlantic, and now a full timeout taken by the Monarchs bench as Don Lyons wants to talk things over with his ball club. 53-47, Trojans lead it. We'll take a break and listen to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Pure Bolt Chiropractic, located at 404 Poplar Street in Atlantic, let the certified doctors help you with your sports injury. They accept preferred providers and over 600 insurance companies. That's Pure Bolt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554. Sanbothy Firestone offers a complete selection of Firestone tires for your vehicle. They also offer alignments, lubes, oil filters, and batteries. Sanbothy Firestone, located on Highway 92 on the east edge of Griswold. The Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Their goal is to be the best provider in long-term care. If a member of your family is in need of long-term care, please stop by or call the Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Back here after the timeout, the Trojans on a 9-2 run, and they lead at 53-47. Six-point lead here as we head to the final, 4:08 in the contest. It's been a tight back-and-forth ball game. Trojans trailed by two at the end of the third quarter, and able to now get themselves a little bit of a lead here. Out top, it's Hall with the basketball for the Monarchs. The right side over to Eller, now back up top to Pauly. Left side, Hall. Hall looking inside, but doesn't have anybody there. We'll kick it into the corner. It's Pauly back with it.
They'll dump it up top now. It's back here to Hall. Hall will bounce pass off to Johnson. Now they'll try to throw it back out. Almost stolen. Christensen got in the way of it. But Hall has it. He'll cross over. Now force his way into the lane. Up and under move. Shot's good. That's a tough off-balance shot for Derek Hall.
Had a good effort because it was good defense there, too.
53-49. Trojans by four. In the lane, Bloom will kick it out in the corner. Christensen will try the three. It's good. So the Trojans starting to heat up from the outside just when they need it. And it's 56-49 Atlantic.
Christensen hit one right out of the gate earlier, and he's missed everything since. But that one's got to feel real good.
Right side pass for the Monarchs here, and Eller is hanging on to it, looking for somebody to open up, and now we'll dump it off to Hall. Hall working against Markham. We'll have it up top. 3 minutes to go. It's 56-49, Atlantic on top. Bounce pass, it goes off to Renner. Renner back outside to Hall for the three, and they're going to call a foul on Markham. Got a hand up there to contest it, and Hall sold it as best he could and went to the floor, and he's going to go to the line here to shoot three.
Sold it is right. I'm not sure he was. I'm not sure Sam even touched him. There was quite a bit of space. I mean, a lot of space, like several feet worth of space between the two. Hall threw that shot up and immediately fell backward to the floor. And that ball came up, oh gosh, 6-7 feet short of the rim.
He makes the first free throw. That was the first foul on Markham. Eighth team foul against the Trojans. Second free throw by Hall is good. And he'll have one more coming.
Well, Hollywood's always looking for actors. Lord knows they don't have many of them.
Not many good ones, at least. And the third one is going to be good by Hall as well. So we've already seen Dennison go to the line two different times tonight for three-point fouls, and they've made all three both times they've headed to the line. Pass here left side. Franken will rise for the jumper on the baseline. Missed it. It rimmed out. Rebound pulled down by Johnson. Four-point game, 56-52 with 2:36 left to go. Out top, Austin Eller will stop just outside the free throw line and pull up and knock one down right over the top of Chad Christensen. Eller's had a nice second half, and it's 56-54. Monarchs not going away. Franken out top will send it over to Bloom. Bloom back to Franken. Now right's corner it goes Christensen. He'll go baseline. Nice scoop pass to Hoig, and he's in traffic, but he'll get fouled and go to the line now to shoot two. Nice look underneath there that time, and Christensen was planning on that the whole way as he caught that ball in the corner. Foul is going to be whistled against Johnson. That's his third foul. And now 18 fouls here for the Monarchs as well, and that line here is Hoig for two shots, and the first one's off the back of the rim, no good. That's his first trip to the line here tonight. One more coming here for Harrison Hoig. Try to get it to a three-point lead. Second free throw is good. One out of two for Harrison, and now a timeout here by the Atlantic bench. 57-54. 2:14 left to go, and it is going to be a 30-second timeout here by the Trojans, so we will keep it right here. And Atlantic trying to hang on here down the stretch. They're able to build themselves up to a 6-point lead once again, but Dennison not going away, getting that 3 points off of the foul on the outside as they knocked down all three throws there for Hall, and then they get a bucket from Eller, and it was right back to a 2-point game, and now Hoig's free throw makes it three.
The Trojans just can't feel comfortable about this right now. They just have not been able to find a good flow. And when they made a little bit of run, they did open up a 56-49 lead here a little bit ago, a 7-point advantage. Back came the Monarchs again to cut it down to two. It's at three right now, but, you know, one possession game. I don't think Atlantic really thought that this would be where they were sitting at this point of the night.
Inbound pass here after the timeout, and Monarchs will bring it up ahead. Hall working against tough defense by Markham. Hall out front, will cross over, go right side with it, forces away in the lane, just throws one up, and no good, rimmed out. Rebound, Johnson missed it, got his rebound back again, and then missed it, but he is fouled this time, and he'll go to the line here to shoot two.
One of the Trojans got a hand caught in the net. Coach Don Lyons off the bench trying to make his case there. But
Markham picks up his second foul, and we'll go to the line here for two shots here for Zach Johnson. Johnson sets up here, the first one on the way, and good. Cuts it back down to a 2-point margin. One more coming here for Johnson, and that one's off the back of the iron, no good. Tapped out, but it's saved by Hall. for the Monarchs. Hall has it. He'll step inside the lane, force a shot up against Markham, and they're going to call Markham for the foul on the floor. And
we got dueling calls here. One called charge, the other called block.
I think the charge is going to win out here.
We'll see what they come up with here.
They call dual fouls. Yeah, double foul.
Derek Hall and Sam Markham each pick up a foul. It's the third on each of them. I assume we'll use the arrow to determine who gets possession, and that would be Dennison right now.
All right, so Monarchs will inbound. Looks like from underneath.
I guess different perspectives, you get different fouls. One call was by the official out on the far side. One was by the official down on the baseline.
So 57-55 your score here. Monarchs have the ball here. Skip pass across. Eller's open for a three ball, and it's good. Austin Eller hits the three, and the Monarchs have reclaimed a lead. 58-57 with 1:38 left to go. Christensen out top. We'll kick it over to Bloom. Now Markham has it. He'll go baseline. Curl around. Tough shot. Leaner in. No good. Gets his own rebound. Putback is no good, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. Hard foul against Markham on the putback try. And that foul whistled on Zach Johnson. That's his fourth. And Sam Markham now will head to the line for some important free throws.
Markham hit the floor pretty hard. I think the Atlantic fans are hoping for more than just a two-shot foul there, but not going to get it.
So two shots on the way here for Sam Markham, and the first one is good. So he gets the game back to 58 all. And he's got one more free throw coming here. Second free throw, rolled around, dances off, no good. Rebound by Johnson for the Monarchs. 58 apiece, 125 left to go. Monarchs have it. Spin move out top. Hall has it, working on his own. Will cross over into the lane. Tough pass, it's off the hands of Johnson. Too quick and out of bounds, and the Trojans will get it back.
Well, Monarchs playing with a purpose. They feel awfully good about themselves right now. You can see the confidence in their offensive sets. But both teams have double bonus. We may see a lot more free throws here in this last minute 10.
Minute 10 to go, and it's Christensen out top with it for Atlantic. Over to Bloom. Now back to Christensen. Dribble and a dump back to Bloom. He'll drive inside the lane. Force his way up. Shot no good. It was awkwardly off balance, and the rebound to the Monarchs. Eller has it. He'll bring it up the top and kick it left side, and the timeout taken here by Dennison. 56 seconds left to go. Full timeout, 58 all. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Brocker Carnes & Carnes, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs, serving you with all of your insurance needs. Give Brocker Carnes & Carnes of Anita, Atlantic, or Council Bluffs a call today. Wings America Travel Center, your full-service stop. Whether it's fuel for your vehicle or yourself, we have it. If you're hungry for Mexican, Taco John's has it. Grab a great sandwich and shake at the Made Right, or visit the American Pie Cafe, our 24-hour full-menu restaurant. Wings America Travel Center, located at I-80 and Highway 59, Exit 40 in Avoca.
Back here after the timeout, and we have a tie ball game. It's 58 apiece, 56 seconds left on the clock. Dennison has the basketball. Crowd getting a little tense and into it here down to this final stretch run. Inbound pass will come from Renner. He'll lob it in, almost stolen by Hoig, but he's able to grab it as Johnson received it. Pass off now here to Hall. Hall out front with it. Trojans will play man-to-man and spread it out.
And switching up defensively now with Franken on Hall.
Franken guarding closely against Hall. He picks up his dribble. Now off to Eller. He's guarded by Markham. Markham tough on him. 35 seconds left to go. Eller crosses over. Needs to pass it off. It's to Pauly. Pauly gets past Christensen, but picks up his dribble and now dumps it in the corner. They get it over there to Renner. Now it's stolen away. They try to throw it up ahead. Markham stole it. Bloom on the run out. All the way himself. He's fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot, too. A hard foul by Johnson. And that's going to be it for Johnson as he'll foul out.
Well, but you got to pass the basketball on that play. Bloom put his head down. He was heading for the basket, but he had Frank and wide open for what would have been an easy layup or a dunk up here on the right side.
Johnson will foul out. And we'll see Nate Pardon check back in. And now we'll go to the free throw line here as Gunnar Bloom will be at the line. 9 points for Johnson here in the game as he fouls out with that last hard foul. He's a good rebounder inside as well, so that could be an impact. Here's Bloom at the free throw line here. First one's on the way, and it's good. Gunnar Bloom with a big free throw there. He's got one more coming. 1 point lead right now for the Trojans. He can make it two. Second free throw on the way. Also good. So Bloom makes them both, and a timeout immediately called here by the Atlantic bench as they'll take a break. 21 seconds to go. 60-58. Trojans lead it. We'll take a break. You listen to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company in KC. For custom-designed folding aluminum and canvas awnings, vinyl backlit storefronts, door hoods, patio covers, carports, or retractable deck and patio covers, call Scott Kingery of Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company in KC at 800-746-2558. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner-operator, Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland. 712-774-2215. Exchange State Bank, serving the financial needs of farmers and individuals since 1879. Offering long-term fixed rates on residential real estate mortgages, or find a rate and term that works for you. Stop into Exchange State Bank at 322 Audubon Street in Adair today.
Head down to the final stretch run here. It's 60-58. 21 seconds left to go. Atlantic leads Denison here by two. One timeout left for the Monarchs. Two left here for the Trojans. Denison will inbound and have to go full court. They can run the baseline here as Lyons will inbound, and he gets it in here to Hall. And Hall is going to be guarded by Franken again. 17 seconds left to go. Hall out top. Crossing over here. Working against Franken. He'll drive in. Dump it down low. It's tipped and now taken by Lyons. A jump ball is called on the floor. It's Atlantic's arrow. Atlantic ties it up down low. Hall was going to shoot, but then decided to try to dump it down to Lyons on the block, and he couldn't corral it. And then they get tied up. Justin Call's going to come off the bench here and check in here for Denison. Another timeout taken here by Atlantic with just 9 seconds left to go here. We'll keep it right here this time as it's 60-58. Just a 2-point lead here for the Trojans, but they get the ball back there as Hall, a guy that's been keeping it himself a lot of this second half and taking the shots, decides not to that time, and ends up costing his team as they can't hang on to it.
But Atlantic very handsy on defense. I guess what I mean by that is they're reaching for everything. They're always trying to get a hand in the passing lane, and he had a hard time getting that pass. It wasn't so much they tried to tap the ball before it got there, but he fumbled it around a bit. I believe it was Christensen who was able to reach in and then tie up the basketball. So, yeah, good effort again. If Atlantic was going to win this game tonight, just kind of the way it played out, if you don't shoot well and you can't do a lot on offense to create, win it with defense. Hopefully that's what they'll do here.
They'll have the basketball here coming out of the timeout. 60-58, they have the 2-point lead. Need to do a good job of inbounding the ball, and of course Denison likely to try to foul immediately. Send Atlantic to the line the other way. Just 9 seconds left to go. Trojans lead it here at home by two. Esbeck will be the man to key it in. Everybody else is near half court as they'll try to set up a play to inbound. Try to get Christensen free. He can't find space. Now they'll get it into Markham. Markham off to Franken, and Franken is fouled with 7 seconds left to go in the contest, and it's going to be Derek Hall that picks up the foul.
Perfect. You get your quickest guy out there and mark him to work his way through traffic and get free to get the pass, then immediately get the ball right back to your best free throw shooter.
Did a good job using a little extra time and, yes, getting the ball to Franken, who's been very good at the line here tonight. He's only missed one. Made his first eight of the night. Free throw on the way, and it rolls out all the way around. A toilet bowl shot that time for Franken.
Now both teams in a double bonus, so it's two shots for everybody here.
Harden and Pauly just checked back in here for the Monarchs. Big free throw here that would make it a three-point game. Franken steps up here to the line. Second free throw, spots up, on the way, it's good. Makes it 3 points, 61-58, timeout taken here on the floor by the Trojans. Three-point lead with 7 seconds left to go. We'll take a break. It was in high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Pizza Ranch has great deals to accommodate your family. Choose from the pizza chicken combo or the Texas size ranch pack, and then choose two sides of cheesy ranch sticks, chicken fries, cactus bread, or a pint of potato salad. That's the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic and the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. All's Floor Covering, located at 906 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Kirk has over 25 years' experience in the floor business. Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, or hardwood, he'll take care of it from start to finish. Visit with Kirk or Beb today at Hall's Floor Covering in Atlantic. And Southwest Iowa Egg, producing high-quality eggs that are affordable and convenient. Southwest Iowa Egg, providing quality jobs both full and part-time for youth and adults. Southwest Iowa Egg, celebrating 11 years in business and supporting the activities of young people.
Back here after the timeout, and the Monarchs will inbound here. They have one timeout left. They have 7 seconds left here in the ball game, and it's a three-point lead for Atlantic, 61-58. Inbound will come here from Renner. Renner looking to get it in. He gets it in here to Hall. Hall crosses over, gets a screen, steps up top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. It's short. Might have got touched by Bloom. They kick it back out to Hall at the last moment. He's able to get one more three up, and it's no good at the buzzer. And that's going to do it as the Trojans hold on for a 61-58 victory here tonight at home over the Denison Monarchs. Great finish here tonight at Atlantic High School. 61-58, Trojans win it. Take a break, come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service, an advanced care provider, wants to remind you about hunting safety. If you're using a tree stand, please and always use your safety harness. This little reminder comes to you from Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service of Atlantic. Become a member of the Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. If you live in Shelby County or any of the touching counties, you can become a member and take advantage of their low-cost loans and financial services. That's the Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you a fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market in Anita. They're open 7 days a week. That's Main Street Market in Anita.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we wrap up our contest here tonight as the Trojans win this one here in exciting fashion towards the end. 61-58, your final score. A three-point victory here for Atlantic as they're able to make the plays down the stretch. The defense became the big factor that decided this one here at the end as Atlantic got the ball back here late. It was Derek Hall trying to drive in to get the Monarchs back into the ball game, but he tried to dump it down low. The Trojans tie it up and get the ball back, and that really the big play that changed the tide at the end and allowed Atlantic to hang on to this one.
Had great efforts on both sides, especially defensively, but yeah, Paul had two good looks. I mean, he stepped back for that three at the top of the arc and had a decent look at it, but couldn't get that to fall, but a great effort there. I think it was Eller who came up with that rebound over here on the left side, and I don't think his feet ever hit the floor before he grabbed it and then turned and fed it back out for another quick try. And Hall had another quick look at a three, but couldn't get him to fall. You know, like I said before, when offense ain't working, you might as well go out and play good, stellar defense. And at the end of the night for Atlantic, it was defense and free throw shooting that won them the basketball game this evening.
Yeah, the free throws were a big factor here in this one, as Atlantic able to shoot well from the line all night long, and, of course, get the one there at the end by Franken to make sure it was a three-point game, so that all that Denison could try to do was tie there at the end, and they're not able to knock down the three-point tries, and that gets the win here tonight for the Trojans.
At the end of the night, Denison, not bad from the free throw line, 10 out of 16, but Atlantic out there just many more times. They were 22 of 29 from the free throw line here tonight. A lot of those coming from guys like Dalton Franken here this evening, as he had a good night. Missed a couple there late, but hit the key one down the stretch to make it just a the three-point game and give them the opportunity to win the basketball game.
And the leading scorer tonight for the Trojans was Dalton Franken with those 18 points here on the night. 16 points chipped in by Gunnar Bloom, who had a nice game for Atlantic, both scoring and had some nice assists throughout the game as well. 12 points tonight for Chad Christensen, 8 points in this contest here this evening for Sam Markham, 4 chipped in tonight by Blake Esbeck, and 3 points for Harrison Hoig here as well. As we mentioned, 22 of 29 from the line there for the Trojans. It really helped them win this one here this evening. For the Monarchs, they were led by 19 points from Austin Eller, who had a great second half of play. Had 5 points there in the first half and able to chip in those 14 down the stretch, and had a couple of three-pointers in the fourth quarter that helped out and even regained the lead at one point for Denison. 18 points chipped in by Derek Hall here tonight. Also, Zach Johnson chipped in 9. 6 points tonight for Robert Lyons, and then 3 points apiece chipped in by Renner and Pardon here in the contest for Denison. 10 of 16 there from the free throw line. But one of those games that really had a weird feel to it. We mentioned many times throughout the ball game, it's just kind of a slow, plodding game, especially here early on. Things started to pick up a little bit better there in that second half, but it did come down to those defensive stops and the free throws here for the Trojans to win it.
Yeah, 10-7 after one quarter and 25-22 at halftime. I'm shocked anybody got 60 points here tonight the way it played out. But, he just kept plugging along. The Trojans really struggled. We don't keep shot statistics and stuff, but, I'm almost afraid to look at their three-point shooting effort tonight. At the end of the night, they did make, Atlantic made, what, three? Two? Two of them tonight.
Threes, yeah.
Yeah, just 2 threes tonight, both by Christensen, one late, one early. Or actually, Franken made one.
Yeah.
Christensen made one early. No, we did make three, because Christensen had 2. Okay, gotcha. Just 3, but, boy, I tell you, they went a long spell in that second and third quarter. Kept hacking away at the three-point line. Actually, most of the first quarter, too, just could not get anything to fall, and it was a struggle to watch, but Trojans able to overcome here tonight.
So the Trojans pick up the victory here, and they improved to 18-3 overall on the season, and now at 10-2 here in Hawkeye 10 conference play as they pick up the victory here tonight over Denison. And Denison falls now to 5-14 overall and 4-8 as we head down the stretch run here in the end of the regular season here for these two squads. And we'll have the ball game coming up for you here to start to wrap up the regular season for the Trojans coming up on Friday night. That'll be our next high school basketball broadcast coming your way later here on Friday evening, as that one's also a 7:30 tip time down in Creston, as the Trojans travel there to take on the Panthers. And we'll be on the air just before that to get you started with the broadcast. We'll have it for you here on the radio at AM 1220 and FM 101.1, and also on the web at KJN.com as well. We'll also have some college basketball coming up for you later this week on Thursday night as well, as the Iowa Hawkeyes will be traveling to Northwestern. That's a 7 o'clock pregame and an 8 o'clock tip time for that one. Our next basketball on the air for you Thursday night. That's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Once again, the Trojans able to hang on here down the stretch, pick up the 61-58 victory here over the Denison Monarchs. For Jim Field and Quentin Haley helping out back in the studios, I'm Chris Parks, and good night from Atlantic High School.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the time of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. First National Bank, with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. See them for consumer loans and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. First National Bank, for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals.
For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. In Anita, call 712-762-3779.
The Coca-Cola capital of Iowa, a perfect place for perfect radio. This is the station where your friends are. AM 1220, KJN Atlantic.